In another decision today, the High Court said that punitive damages in civil cases must be proportional to the harm the plaintiff suffered. And it said huge damage awards, many times the size of a plaintiff's actual losses, are usually unconstitutional. The decision overturns a ruling in which State Farm Insurance Company was ordered to pay $145 million for its handling of a car accident claim. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
In 1981, Curtis Campbell was involved in a car accident in Utah in which one person was killed and another permanently disabled. The accident was determined to be his fault. When Campbell was sued, State Farm insisted he go to court, promising Campbell he would not be liable for damages if he lost. But when the court ruled against him, the company allegedly went back on its word. Campbell then sued State Farm for fraud, bad faith, and intentional emotional distress. A jury subsequently awarded him $1 million in compensatory damages and $145 million in punitive damages. In the 6-3 ruling today, the court struck down the award, saying it violated the Constitution's due process clause. The ruling is a huge victory for business groups. Victor Schwartz is general counsel for the American Tort Reform Association.
It says that multi-billion-dollar punitive damage awards are over, that there has to be a reasonable ratio between the damages a person has suffered and punitive damages.
In its decision, the court said that, in general, punitive damages, which are meant to deter wrongdoing, can be no more than 9 times a plaintiff's actual losses. The court did say damages can exceed that amount when a defendant has committed truly reprehensible conduct, but it said State Farm's actions fall short of that standard. The court also said punitive damages cannot be awarded based on broad allegations of misconduct. Lawyers for Campbell, who died 16 months ago, had argued that State Farm deserved to be punished severely because it had often tried to shortchange its customers just as it did their client, and they presented evidence from other states to back that up. But the Supreme Court said juries can only consider evidence that bears directly on the cases before them. Robin Conrad is senior vice president of the legal arm of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
This is important because what the court says is that you have to look at the immediate plaintiffs before the court and the actual harm that occurred. You can't look at dissimilar conduct. You can't look at conduct that occurred out of state.
Today's ruling is also a defeat for the nation's trial lawyers. Robert Peck is president of the Center for Constitutional Litigation, which filed a brief in support of Campbell. Peck says defendants like the tobacco industry, which have been hit by large punitive damage awards, are likely to cite the ruling to restrain juries in future litigation. But Peck also noted that the court had left open the possibility of bigger awards in some cases, such as those that involve physical injury.
Here we have a case where it was financial injury rather than a tort case. And the court did say that there are different considerations that allow a larger award where we're talking about personal injuries.
The court's decision today was opposed by Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Ginsburg. In her dissent, Ginsburg suggested the damages awarded to Campbell were excessive, but she said the court should leave deciding such matters up to the individual states. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.